I'm so glad that you've joined us for the program, and I pray that the Word of God is bringing you faith moment by moment. That's exactly what we need in this hour. With all the environment and the culture and the conditions that we're living in, there's one thing that is absolute and true, and that's Jesus Christ. I want to encourage you to stay tuned to this program frequently to receive the Word of God and to check our social media at paceassembly.org and all of our social media platforms. You'll find out updates for services, events that are taking place into the future, and a place that you can be able to call home as well. We say Pace is the place, and we believe it's a place of security, protection, and a place where I can find an encounter with God every week. So come and worship with us real soon. Why don't you share this program with your family and friends and be an encouragement to their faith as well? Because I truly believe that Jesus Christ is coming soon.
The Bible says, in those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken by the prophet Isaiah, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his path straight. And the same John had his raiment of camel's hair and leathered girdle about his loins, and his meat was locusts and wild honey. Then went out to him Jerusalem and all Judea and all the regions round about Jordan, and were baptized of him in Jordan, confessing their sins. But when he saw many of the Pharisees and Sadducees came to his baptism, he said unto them, O generation of vipers, who hath warned you to flee from the wrath to come? Bring forth therefore fruit meet for repentance. And think not to say within yourselves, we have Abraham, we have the assemblies of God, I have my 401k, I have my stocks, my bonds, that Abraham to your father, for I say unto you that God is able of these stones to raise up children unto Abraham. And now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Therefore every tree which bringeth not forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. I indeed baptize you with water unto repentance, but he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoes I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost and with fire, whose fan is in his hand, and he will thoroughly purge his floor and gather his wheat unto the garner. But he will burn up the chaff with unquenchable fire. The three next words in verse 13. A year and a half ago, the Lord laid in my spirit, today's the day to deliver this message. Then cometh Jesus. Look at your neighbor and tell him, then cometh Jesus. Lord Jesus, I know you're already in this room working by your spirit. I pray your word now will work in the lives of people, and that they will believe your word. We're living in a generation, oh God, and you know, of unbelieving believers. And so today, God, revive our belief in you for the impossible. For surely in these last days, you'll pour out your spirit. And we thank you for coming to us, for we could not come to you. We give you praise in Jesus' name. And everybody believes it, shout a great big amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. When Jesus comes, from Malachi, the last book in your Old Testament, to Matthew, is a span of 400 years of silence from God. No prophet, no open vision, no word. Can you imagine going to church for 400 years and it was stale, dry, lifeless, cold, dark, and empty? The Bible said there was no word. It's identified in history as the Dark Ages. No word from God, no prophet. Man, the Bible says, would walk up underneath this closed heaven for 400 years with no word from the Lord. My dear friends, we're living in a time right now in our culture when the word from the Lord is quite scarce. The darkness is closing in, and I'm afraid too many of God's people are getting used to the dark. Just like the people of Malachi's day, there was no expectation of the Lord, no impending move of God, no reverence of God, no thought of God. Malachi reminds them that it is vain to serve the Lord and to obey him. They said that from their lips. In Malachi, this post-exiled Jews had returned and built the temple. They were enjoying the blessings of the Lord upon their life according to their obedience for a period of time. But then they became mechanical in their worship. They filled stadiums on Saturday with 90,000 people, but there were still seats in the house of the Lord on the Lord's day. The prophet said in Malachi chapter 2, verse 17, "You have wearied the Lord with your words. You say from your mouth you love him, but your heart is far from him." The prophet said, "You have wearied him." To weary the Lord. Their words were cynical and skeptical. They listened too much of the scoffers in their days until in the Old Testament book of Malachi, they were waning of God's power. Oh, they came back to the land. They rebuilt the temple. They restored the worship. But they looked at what was going on around them and said, "Look at all these difficulties that we're having to experience as the people of God. Why isn't God keeping his promise of blessings through his prophets to us?" It was an age-old problem of this question. Why do the righteous suffer while the wicked prosper? The people of God have become cynical and doubting God's love for them, questioning God. They said to themselves, concluding that it's actually no profit. There's no sense in praying to God. He doesn't heal COVID. There's no sense in calling on the Lord. There's no sense in going to his house. No sense in going through it. And their spiritual decline had become so empty and so mechanical that the people had an attitude that if God is so good, why does God allow so much evil in the world? For them, it was all right to call good evil and evil good. Where is the God of justice? Where is the promise of his coming? That would be answered by 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 3, knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers walking after their own lust, saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since our fathers fell asleep, since they died, all things continue just like they have been since the beginning of creation." They were claiming that they were ready for the Messiah to come, but they were not prepared for it. In Malachi chapter 3, the word of the Lord comes. I just want to let you know when the Lord comes suddenly, in a time that you don't think, one moment you're doing something and then the next moment everything changes. Suddenly means an unexpected manner, without preparation, a surprise, without notice, an unexpected occurrence. What might have looked like it was taking God forever to do, God never moves quickly, but he does move suddenly. There is a preparation season. There is a separation season. There is a revelation season that will come. But whenever he gets ready to do it, it's going to happen suddenly. Look at your neighbor and tell him, suddenly. You better tell him, be reminded, God works suddenly. It may have taken 38 years for the lame man to be laid by the beautiful gate, but when Jesus came, Suddenly he arose off of the mat and ran and leaped through the house of God. The Bible says in Malachi 3:1, and I speak this into your hearing today, behold, the prophet said, just before 400 years of darkness comes, he said, I want you to be reminded, behold, I will send my messenger and he shall prepare the way before me. And the Lord, whom ye seek, shall suddenly come to his temple, even the messenger of the covenant whom ye delight in. Behold, he shall come, saith the Lord of hosts. And the Bible says that in the fullness of time, God sent forth his son, born of a virgin, lived a sinless life for 33.5 years. The anointing of God was upon him, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. And out of this gross darkness of Malachi 3 with no word from the Lord, suddenly out of the shadows steps John the Baptist, who declares to those that were waiting to hear a word that they had never heard before, who literally came out of the city to go into the wilderness to hear this man who looked funny, dressed funny, acted funny, but something was different about him. The Lord was upon him since the day before he was birthed from his mother's womb. Elizabeth felt the power of God as John Baptist was filled with the Holy Ghost even from his mother's womb. And when God shows up unannounced, something is going to happen. Only God can change the hearts and open blinded eyes. Only God can heal the terminally ill patient. Only God can cancel the debt. Only God, when he shows up at the right time and on time and in his time, is perfect. God will take the natural and change it to supernatural suddenly. Suddenly, when God shows up, the chains of bondage are broken. One day I was bound, and the next moment I was free. I'm going to tell you that I have preached to this congregation, and many, many years I have preached, and most of my messages have been about us coming to Jesus. But when the Lord pulled these three words off of the page as I read the scripture a year and a half ago and just wrote it down at the top of my legal pad, I started searching through my sermons over the past 30 years to find out that not many of the messages that I preached were about Jesus coming to me. Most were about me coming to him. And it denotes in our mind how that somehow the obligation is all upon us. But I want you to know, far before you ever took one step toward the Master, Jesus Christ, Jesus had already come and done everything he was going to do. I want you to know, because of what Jesus did on the cross, you're not waiting on healing to happen. Healing is already the children's bread. You're not waiting on sins to be forgiven. Your sins are forgiven the moment you ask Jesus Christ to set you free. From this past weekend, as a man who said openly he was a homosexual and had a drug addiction, but the love of God coming off of a cross through a man that was hard to understand from Puerto Rico, flew in from Colorado to say to that man that the overwhelming love of God has suddenly come to deliver you today. And he got up from this altar and walked out a free man. I don't know how many people in this building may not yet be free in your mind and free in your spirit, but the Bible says, whom the Son sets free is free indeed.
I hope you've enjoyed today's program and that it's bringing faith into your heart and others of your family and friends. I want to pray for you right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, may the presence of God and your peace surround their life. With all that is taking place in our world, you're the God of peace. You're the God of understanding. You're the God of hope. So I pray that you would touch my friend today and bring them that hope, that peace, and that strength today. In Jesus' name, amen. I'm so glad that you've joined us. I want you to check back on our social media on a regular basis. We're live streaming the 10 a.m. service so you can be a part of it around the world. So check us out on all the social media sites, as well as our website at paceassembly.org and our Pace Assembly app. And until the next time we get together around God's Word, remember Jesus Christ is coming soon.